This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, and welcome to the Podcast.
Ice cold
water in a glass with lots of ice.
We were hearing that ad during the week and we were saying, wouldn't that just be lovely to fall asleep to?
We're so tired this week as well. Martin's fine. I'm just a bit wrecked.
Do you want to do a test to see who's listening to the podcast?
Go on.
Okay, so what's your social media handle on Instagram?
Emma_
Crazy.
Nolan. I know it's such a letdown, but there's just too many Emma Nolans, but the triple underscore is a bit sad.
There's
but I do think it's better
Emma
than
Nolan.
Okay. I think it's better than 87254 or something, though.
See, we've really brought our voices down here.
Yeah, we have.
So my Instagram handle and TikTok handle is @MartyGoFall. If you're listening right now, just message one of us and just say, yeah, do the sleep podcast. To bed.
Yeah, Marty's determined to do a sleep podcast, but I think our opener should be icy drinks in a glass with ice bouncing off the glass, and it sounds so nice and fresh.
That's really good.
It's nice, isn't it?
I could fall asleep to that.
I think the reason it's also so nice is, as you'll hear on the show, there's a bit of a change between the first part of the show and the latter part of the show. That's because halfway through we got our big upgrade. We've moved to our new beautiful studio.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Martin has been doing his weekend show out of here for ages, but Fully Charged, because we're just that little bit tickled. we weren't allowed in here until now. So we've finally made the move this morning. It's so shiny, and I feel like I even sound a little bit different.
I think it's in your head a little bit.
It is. Totally is.
I think you've moved, and you're kind of like, wait a minute. Like the music, I'm hearing instruments I've never heard before.
But I think
that violin is lovely. Yeah.
When you say like glass in a little, like lots of ice in a glass, it sounds much crisper to me than it did yesterday.
I think it's in your head.
Yeah, it is. Enjoy listening back to today's show, and we'll catch you back here in the morning.
Waking you up
with McDonald's. Taste of the tournament. Get big game ready with Mac Delivery.
Let's go. Turn up.
Spin.
All I need is Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Good morning. How are you? It is Emma and Marty in again this morning. Hope all's good.
Good morning. Yeah, it's funny how you can post something on social media, ladies and gentlemen, and you just send people into a frenzy. So you do. Yesterday morning, I took a picture of Emma and Callum and I posted it online on my TikTok story and my Instagram story just to tell everybody that we're on the radio.
If you want to come and hang.
And I said, if you want to come, keep us company. And instead of saying 10 a.m., I accidentally put down 10 p.m. because that's where my brain goes.
Because you're normally a night owl.
Yeah, so people said it's you, didn't they?
And my sister texted me, she replied, because I shared the story to my Instagram and I didn't even notice the mistake, which was we're live till 10 p.m. rather than 10 a.m. And my sister texted me going like, oh my God, are you on for the whole day? thinking like this, you probably saw this story at like 8 a.m. yesterday, thinking we were going for the next 14 hours or whatever. And I replied and I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, it says 10 p.m. Anyway,
my other half messaged me as well, and that's a long show. But,
she knew that you made the mistake. You're not coming home today.
However, our boss is on holidays at the moment, and he didn't realize it was a mistake. And was like, "What's going on in there?" And because it was a picture of you and Callum, Emma, he assumed that you guys decided to just start an evening show.
The photo was like I shared it full screen, so obviously it wasn't clear that it was like a share. But Nick, he must be having a great time in his holiday.
He had an apple juicer too.
Callum and Emma, and you're going to stay on for the day.
He messaged me. It was 1 minute past eight last night.
You guys were on air.
Yeah.
And he was concerned.
And he messaged, are you guys doing a night show?
Yeah.
No, I'm at home watching the football.
Yeah.
I'm in bed watching Clarkson's Farm right now, man.
I was very confused.
One typo. It's so funny. You can just send people into a frenzy.
We should do that for charity someday, though. Just go at it for the day.
Yeah, you guys can, yeah.
I regret putting that into existence.
We did it once, didn't we? When we did Swaptember years ago, we did 7 till 10 in the morning.
Yes.
And this was when the guys were doing
You speak for yourself.
Day.
You weren't even there and you're in the evening, were you?
No, I was.
Did you come back in?
I did do the buttons.
And then Ashling and I had to stay upstairs for the whole night playing PlayStation as Dave's challenge.
Oh, yeah.
We were on a live stream
as well.
Great
idea. So like, you guys should do that again.
Everyone could see me ugly sleeping, which wasn't ideal.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I saw all the hype kicking off in the Big Spin WhatsApp group. I was gone home at this point. But it's a new flavour of Tato crisps, okay? This one is called Candy Floss, which is interesting. They've tried loads of different things in the past, haven't they, Callum?
Yeah, they've done loads. I remember a couple of years ago they did. So you know that meanies are a crisp, but they're kind of the puffy crisp.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they did the meanies flavour on the potato crisp.
I didn't mind that.
No, they weren't too bad. They've done the tie rings again, not the rings, as crisps. They were good. And then they did one years ago. We were talking about this in the office yesterday. And I really like these, but I don't think a lot of people did. And it was the fizzy cola bottle one.
Oh, I liked them.
I thought that they were unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't say unbelievable now, but I did like them.
Did Tato just do this for PR? Because it works
I think they do a special limited edition one every year.
All right, okay.
And they're always a little bit quirky, a little bit wacky.
Well, this one is interesting. Candy floss. Candy floss is a thing. It gets in your hair. It's very sticky. It's very sugary.
Gets in your hair.
No, but it's very sugary. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So how do you put... crisps typically aren't the sugariest.
It's all like sweet and savoury thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever had the candy floss grapes?
No, from who?
Wow.
Tesco did them a while back and Aldi did them a while back as well. They're in there.
The fruit? Yeah. Like wrapped in candy floss?
Green grapes, and I don't know what's been done to them, but you bite into them and instead of tasting like a grape, there's the sweetness there of candy floss.
Right, we dig in, guys, to give these a taste.
That's very impressive.
I'm having a smell. And they smell like normal crisps.
They just smell like, not cheese and onion crisps, but like maybe already salted crisps, they kind of smell like.
There's a bit of a bang of like a really smell, a slight smell of sweet chilli off them.
Callum, you must be some crisp connoisseur over there. The language you're using and everything for this, I love it so
much. They're not bad, but they don't taste like candy floss in my opinion. There's no taste of candy floss there for me. They smell like bacon. They taste like bacon fries. Which is obviously not very candy floss.
There is a sweetness, but I don't think these ones hit.
No, they don't. Well. They're not bad now. As in, like, I don't dislike.
But that could be another part of the PR thing, isn't it? We just say they're flavoured this and you're going to try them regardless.
And what are you going to do? You're going to go to the shop and buy cheese and onion anyway.
You're going to go back and buy the original ones.
Tato HQ, if you're looking for ideas this morning, if you are running out of ideas, you know the way. A lot of the times when they go for these limited edition ones, it's based on something that you think smells great as well. So like, obviously smell and taste in general, just so closely connected.
Yeah.
Some kind of rogue ones that I'd be up for personally if they wanted to work on them. I love the smell of fresh paint.
So what would the...
They wanted to develop limited edition Tato fresh paint taste. And obviously no fresh paint quantity inside. I'd be up for that.
When you pop the lid of the tin.
Oh, it's so good. Or when you walk into a room 3 days later, it's delicious.
But like, what would the flavour be called? Just fresh paint? Really?
With that in mind, new car scent.
Very good. Oh. Yeah.
I love those air fresheners.
Oh, you buy those air fresheners, do you?
Occasionally. Yeah, okay. They're so good. Chlorine. I loved so much. You know, when you were a kid and you went off swimming once a week or whatever with school and you'd have your shower and everything, but still for like 24 hours, there's a smell of chlorine off your skin.
Tato chlorine.
But the taste of chlorine isn't great.
No.
Like, I've accidentally...
Of course.
Like, they don't taste like candy floss. No, so, exactly. I mean, they could surprise us and they could taste lovely.
Not candle. Extinguished candles flavor. So nice. Burny kind of works. Smell of my granny's house flavor.
Just your granny's?
Just mine.
Oh, just yours. Yeah. So they're going to have to go do a day of research down in Waterford.
She'd be delighted, hopefully. Yeah. Be happy out. Now, I played fiddle or violin when I was a kid.
Oh, where's
the
this
smell
going?
Of violin resin.
Oh,
what is what you put on your bow.
Yeah.
Make it all lubey.
That's a very niche market for Tato, though, lovely. Isn't it?
But then the other thing about it is, speaking of violins or fiddles, you know the way there's a hole in the middle of the violin? If you get your nose into that hole, the inside of the violin
don't get me.
Unreal.
No, it doesn't. No, it does. Doesn't.
Craig's just WhatsApp there. This might be the most rogue one in the world. And it kind of, on the lines of new car smell, petrol flavour.
Oh.
Yeah, I fully get that.
Hook that too much. Imagine opening a bag of Tato and it reeks of diesel. Oh.
Baby.
It's too early for this feeling.
Oh, my God.
Never too early.
Get out with that candy floss. Give us the diesel,
Give us
lad.
The diesel, yeah.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
And it's fair to say, if you've listened to the show for a while, you will know that Dave and I, in particular, have been on a huge Vinted buzz for quite some time now. I saw a stat yesterday. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it was just one of the papers reporting on its massive influx over the last year, and secondhand buying is up. I think it's one of the top five retailers now in the UK, like in the mix with the likes of the Zara's and the H&M's and all that, which is massive, which is really cool as well. But yeah, I love Vinted. I'm obsessed. I sell stuff. I buy stuff. Martin came into the show last week and you've kind of been surrounded by my Vinted obsession.
Yeah, like we sit down and we plan the segments, and there was a segment last week where I just took a back seat and just let you guys have a chat because you were talking about how obsessed with Vinted you were. Mm. And I was like, right, I can't come into work now and not know what they're talking about.
So market research.
So and my other half, she's on it. She scrolls on it. So on the Friday, we were like, what we do later? And we agreed that we're going to go home, get an early night and watch The Crown. I'm watching The Crown now. I know I'm way behind.
Sorry, what's it? That's a whole other conversation. Chalk that down for tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
So behind, but we're on to season two now anyway. She's already seen it. But anyway, that's besides the point. Did we end up watching The Crown? No. I spent my Friday night on Vinted hours, and I was like, I get the hype now. So I have two t-shirts and they're on the way.
Amazing.
I haven't posted anything to sell. I've just bought two t-shirts in the same size and same color that I have already.
But it's funny, isn't it? Because that's the thing. When you say, for example, if you went to that shop to buy them, those t-shirts could have had their moments 2 years ago and they're not around
anymore.
That's
it. So I was able to just, I could just search specifically for them, and I found two people in England who had the exact t-shirts, the fit that I like, and hopefully they arrived this week.
Now here's the thing. Producer Callum was not into Vinted at all when Dave and I were talking about it. It just wasn't his thing. But then he's packing up at the moment, leaving Santry in the next couple of months, so wants to do a bit of downsizing. I was like, Callum, you need to download Vinted. You have to. It's such a good moneymaker as well. I'd say over the years, over the last year, I've probably made in total now. It's not huge.
Well, I'm down money. So
I think overall I'm down money as well from what I've bought. But what I've earned is probably like 300 quid. Like,
yeah,
it's
for stuff
better
that would just sit there throwing
it out. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I've been trying to manage this capsule order for a while. But Callum, I was like, you need to use it to get rid of stuff. And all of a sudden, Callum is a Vinted addict.
It's
problem.
Unbelievable. So it's like, in my head, it's the modern day eBay.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I used to live in the UK, I used eBay to get rid of a good bit of like technology and things like that. I had some old computers and there was nothing like this at the time. So you've got to put everything on eBay. But there was loads of buyers and sellers fees on eBay.
Yeah.
But on Vinted, it's just like, you just put it up. And the price that you pay or the price that you put is the money that you get.
That's it.
So I started putting some things up at the like the early last week or the week before. And as soon as something was going up, within 5 minutes, I was getting people messaging me being like, is this available?
This was like a mini business for you, like an entrepreneur with it.
I'm going to the post office every day. I love it. It's so fun.
And you know, as well, if you're on Vinted, you know, the way like you get like loads of points and ratings if you post your stuff quickly.
Oh,
I feel like seeing the notification going, you only have 3 days left to send this item. Whereas Callum's like, it sold a minute ago, I'm off to the post office.
What do you mean you only have 3 days left? You should be selling it that day now, honestly.
Should be posting it that day?
Yeah.
Now?
Or selling it.
I feel like sometimes if I know something else is going to sell, I'm like, hang for tomorrow so you can just get the two bits gone.
Very
one,
good.
You know what I mean?
Last night I had a pair, I had a hoodie that was up for 15 quid and I was like, I'll take a tenner for it. And this was just before I went to bed and I accepted the offer last night. This morning I woke up, saw it, he'd paid. So I'm off to the post office today. You're getting it 24 hours less than you actually got it. I'm such a good seller. But anyway,
I'd say he's Vinted's best seller.
Yeah.
But the big thing, Callum, I was saying to you was, like, you get great clothes as well and stuff and everything. And he was like, no, I will not buy a single thing.
Absolutely.
I won't even go to the main feed.
Seller's market.
I'm just a seller. I just want to sell stuff. I want to downsize. And he's officially been caught by the book.
I've been buying. So I had about 40 quid in my Vinted credit. I didn't export it into my bank. It was just in my account. So I was like, this is free money.
I
didn't have this money before, so I'm just going to use it even though I'm trying to downsize. So I got something and I did my first ever purchase.
Yay.
And I haggled him down from 30 to 20.
Oh, very good.
And it was just the thrill of it. Right? And I brought it in. I brought it in for you this morning because it's something that I want
there.
You to open. I've already looked at it just to make, because you have to accept it to make sure that it's good quality.
And that the person gets their fee, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it to you and I want you to describe what it is because I think you're going to be so proud of me. This is the first thing of
that
Emma I own.
I'm going to get Marty to open it.
Why am I opening it?
Open it up. See what it is.
Okay.
We're going to be proud of Callum, essentially. What I see is a bit of orange coming out of that.
It's the first one of these that I've ever owned.
Oh my God. I see an Umbro tag. Is this what I think it is?
Go and have a look.
Oh my God.
I don't have one of these.
I had one of these. Oh my God. Is it what I think it is? I think it is. It's the orange Opal Alternative Ireland jersey. Oh my.
Isn't that such a cool jersey?
I used to wear this, Callum, every day when I was younger.
Did you?
Yeah, like it never came off. It stank, so it did. My parents couldn't get me out of it. That is beautiful.
How vintage is that?
I think it's 96.
Oh, beautiful. Class. Yeah.
There's a couple of threads at the back or whatever, but I had to.
Who cares?
You got this for 20 euro.
20 quid.
Oh my God.
Stop. I thought that, and I got it down from 30.
Smells great.
Yeah, well, he's washed
that's
it.
The thing. You can wash it as well when you take stuff in.
You have to trust that they're going to do that, though.
No. You wash it when you take it in. As soon as
have you not thrown this on yet? Obviously,
no, not
I just
yet.
Opened it. Yeah. Callum, get that on there.
Oh, go on, Callum.
It spins fully charged, recharged. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Martin, you absolutely made a bag of that. What's
you guys have me giddy this morning. What's going on? Is this a normal Wednesday in here, is it?
Collapse work.
Are you listening? Are you feeling the giddiness through the airwaves if you're listening? You bet you can. You can absolutely hear it.
Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Dave has left us these questions. Some call it the greatest radio game of all time. And you could win yourself up to 5 IMC Cinema passes. On to play this morning is another Emma. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. What are you up to for the day?
I am heading to work to finish the gym.
Oh, God, good on you. Get it done nice.
What? Just finished the gym? Really?
Yeah, 6:30. Yeah. Nice and productive.
6:30.
That's 90 minutes of gym.
Emma, can you talk us through that 90-minute session there, can you?
Martin wants some new tips.
Yeah.
Today was 45 minutes weight, 15 minutes abs, and then a half an hour on the stairs.
Oh my God, Emma, that's incredible. How do you feel? Are you okay?
No, I'm wrecked.
If you need someone to talk to, I'm here, okay?
That's good.
I think you need to be a different breed if you can get up and do that workout at this hour. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Have you heard this game before, Emma?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, good. Dave has left us the questions and answers. The aim of the game is to say something that Dave does not have written down. And if you can answer on that third beep, then we are laughing. Are we good to go?
Yeah, good to go.
Round number one, Emma.
Question one. Name a country that's playing in the World Cup.
Croatia.
Lovely. Croatia, what would you say is kind of a rogue guess there, Martin? I think she's fairly covered. Let's see what Dave's left us.
And I have written down Spain.
Yay!
Okay, right. That's one IMC cinema pass for you, Emma. Do you want to take it or would you like to keep going?
I'll keep going.
Yes.
Back over to Dave.
Question two. Name any item of everyday clothing.
Sock.
A sock. Legend. Legend. I'd say you're covered, but let's check in with Dave.
And I have written down a hat.
Yes. Two IMC cinema pass for you, Emma. Now, as a lady who got up at this hour to do a 90-minute workout, I'm going to guess that you're going to keep going.
I'm going to keep going, yeah.
All right, Emma, back to Dave.
Question three. Name something you'd find in a hotel room.
Ooh. A lamp.
A lamp is a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
Like he's going to say kettle or something like that.
You think so?
I feel like he
just said, Dave, he's going to say a pillow or a bed.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, let's
go. He's going to say bed.
What do you think he's going to say, Em?
Bed.
Bed, okay. Yeah.
And I have written down television.
Oh, okay. You're all wrong.
You're laughing.
Okay, do you want to keep going? I've lost track. You're doing so well. That's 3 IMC cinema passes, I believe. Yes, so you can bring two friends or go
going.
3 times alone. She's
going
to keep going, Emma.
Go on, Emma.
Question four. Name any type of flower.
Daisy.
Daisy.
Oh, good one as well, yeah.
I would have been like, geranium.
Rose.
Let's check in on Dave, M.
And I have written down a rose.
Okay, 4. You're nearly at the full sweep, Emma. Do you want to go for it or do you want to keep where you are?
I'll go for it.
Yes!
Emma, back to Dave.
Question 5. Name any room in the house that ends in the word room.
Oh.
Living room.
Living room.
Yeah, I like that.
Because he doesn't even have living room in his vocab. He'd be like sitting.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
He's going to say bedroom.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. You had to rattle your brain for that one.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I wouldn't say living room ever. So let's just check in on Dave.
And I have written down bathroom.
Yeah! Go on. That's incredible. Well done, Emma.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
Well done, you beat David Hammond. How does that feel? 90 minutes in the gym and getting one up on David Hammond. So that's a good start to a Wednesday.
That's a great start to a Wednesday.
How many people can say that at this hour now with a morning like that? That's incredible, Emma. Well done.
Thanks, madam.
Have a great day, Em. Go smash.
Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Great success all around. Happy bleeding days.
Yeah, I just feel really bad for not doing any exercise already.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's impossible at this
time. Waking you up
with McDonald's. Now serving the Mexican Chipotle chicken. Get big game ready with Mac Delivery. I just
want to spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Good morning. Hope you're well. It is Emma, Dave and Fiona, Emma and Marty with you again this morning. Hope all is good. Looks like a lovely, sunny, bright morning out there. What is the crack?
It does. Looks lovely. Sun is beating down across the capital.
It is a tricky 10 time. We'll play the tricky 10 in the next few minutes. But for now, did you hear there on the news about those self-driving toilets?
So I caught the end of it and then I heard you kind of make a remark about it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So Ella says the idea of going to the toilet in the middle of the night when you wake up and having to get out of bed and walk on the cold tiles.
I have that issue at the moment.
Do all that. Me too.
Really bad. Three times last night.
So annoying. And the thing about it is, some people are great at like almost being half asleep going for a wee and then straight back to sleep. I'm like, I'm awake now for a while.
That's it.
Do you know as well, I don't know, do you have control of yourself when you're going for your midnight overnight wees as men? Because sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm like, yeah, man, you missed again. You missed overnight.
Can I actually make a really big confession here?
Yeah.
I have no problem admitting this. My overnight wheeze, I sit down.
Oh, that's so nice. I was so curious about it.
Why are you looking up to heaven like that?
No, I do like a sit down wee as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Dave, okay. I was so curious about that. I never thought that was ever a thing.
I asked
Dave on the show at some point over the last few months. I said, do you ever get jealous that we get to sit down on the toilet for a wee? And he said, no, sometimes I treat myself to a sit down wee. It's a little treat. But yeah, these self-driving toilets, they're actually a great invention. Japan, of course, being amazing as usual. But it's designed for elderly people or people with disabilities, so the toilet comes to you.
Amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, technology.
That's technology these days, yeah. Tricky. Yeah. All right, this is the game we play now twice a day, just for the month of June, though. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions, but bear in mind that end-of-week prize, not the end-of-week prize, if you get all 10 questions correct, you could win that whopper €2,000. And the boss is saying, we're only offering this up for the month of June.
And I've been harping on. Tomorrow is my last morning covering for Dave.
Yeah.
So Dave's back on Friday. So it's €2,000 for the month of June. However, I would love to shout on the radio, you've just won €2,000. So please make that happen for me.
Tricky in a WhatsApp to register to play. You could play even after 9 this morning on 087-711-103. But you could be screaming that in the next few minutes, Mart. It's Ellen on to play. Hello.
Hi.
How are you fixed for the Tricky 10 this morning?
Good to go.
Yeah. Have you been listening along? I've been saying for weeks I need to get myself on there and show people how it's done.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, good. All right. And any plans for the day?
Just work.
Okay, go on. And are you able to tell us what you do?
I'm a communications officer for government. So.
Ooh, fancy one you are. Do you work inside in the doll then, you do?
No.
Do you get to visit it?
Haven't yet, but maybe one day.
Yeah, you surely have a pass that gets you in.
No.
I remember I was in there once when I was a journalist interviewing someone. Yeah, it was mad scary.
Sorry, I just love when I was a journalist. Did you hear her now, Emma?
Before I started just having the crack on radio rather than actually doing any
when
heavy
I was
work.
A journalist.
Okay, that's really cool. Fair play to you, Ellen. Let's try and win you €2,000 this morning. Let's try and get you top of the leaderboard for your chance to win those Westlife tickets Friday. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. Marty's going to ask you your 10 questions this morning. You know the deal because you've been listening to the game, but maybe someone listening doesn't. So, what the deal is here, every single answer in this is going to be a number between 1 and 10. If you get it correct, that number will not repeat. We can only accept your first answer, so maybe take a little second before you throw an answer at us if you need to. And then on the other side of everything, if you don't know the answer, give it a guess because it might be something, it is going to be something between 1 and 10. Now, if you top the leaderboard on Friday, are you a Westlife fan?
I am.
Who isn't? Yeah, I'd love to go to one of their games. I've actually never seen them live, which is mad. No, never. So they're playing enough nights in the Three Arena to make sure I get there. But you could be heading along for free on us if you top the leaderboard. And then, of course, if you get the 10 questions correct, you will win yourself €2,000. Ellen, where in Dublin are you or beyond?
I'm in Saggart.
In Saggart. Okay, Ellen in Saggart, wishing you the very best.
Yes, let's bring that €2,000 home, please. And thank you. We're going to count you down. Are you ready to go?
I am.
3, 2, 1, and away we go. Complete the name of this kid's board game. Connect what?
Or.
Pitbull is playing how many gigs this summer in Marty Park?
3.
In rugby, a try and a conversion add up to what total?
7.
Complete the name of this feature on Spin, the naughty Watson.
Threesome.
How many matches did it take the New York Knicks to win the NBA Finals this year?
5.
Michael Jackson passed away in June of the year 2000 and what?
8.
The word poncho contains how many letters?
6.
Complete this L City lyric, you would not believe your eyes if what million fireflies?
5.
Uruguay have won the men's FIFA World Cup how many times?
1.
Sandra Bullock and Kate Blanchett starred in a 2018 film called Ocean's What? I got
11, 9.
Okay. How did you think you got on this morning?
Oh, not great, I don't think.
If you could give us a number as to what you think it could be, what would you estimate?
4.
4. Okay, let's talk them up and see how you got on, Ellen.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's better than you thought you did, Ellen. Well done. 50%, which to me in school was a good pass. It wasn't 42%, it was a good 50%.
It was a good pass.
Some of the ones that caught you out this morning, Pitbull is playing how many gigs this summer in Marley Park. It's just the one night he's doing, but then he's off down to Cork and doing gigs across the country as well. So he's giving Ireland all his love again. He's obsessed with us over here.
I love him so much.
Michael Jackson, we all remember where we were. I was in Spain on a family holiday and I saw it pop up on a big screen, but I couldn't tell you the year, but you were very close with 2008. He actually passed away in the year 2009. The Owl City lyric, you would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies were 5. Uruguay have won the men's FIFA World Cup. How many times did you say? I'm not sure, but they have won twice.
Once.
You said once. Okay, cool. And the big movie from 2018 starring Kate Blanchett and Sandra Bullock, it's called Ocean's 8. I think you threw a 9 at us. It wasn't to be today, but best of luck with the rest of your day and being a communications officer for the government. It's a big job.
Yeah, and if you sneak into the doll, let us know, won't you?
Yeah, let us know.
I will indeed.
What kind of sambos they have and all.
Yeah. Have a great day, Ellen.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Okay, come on, please. Dave is back on Friday morning. I want to be the one that shouts, you've won €2,000. If you want to come on and play after 9 o'clock, put Tricky into a text 087 711 1038 and we'll bring you on.
It's also worth saying that it took us from October until 2 weeks ago to find our first winner.
That doesn't matter.
I would like things to speed up a little bit. Let's give away the €2,000.
Yeah.
And remember, the bosses have only doubled the money for the month of June. It is the 17th of June. Don't let them keep that grand.
No.
Take it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was telling you on the show earlier in the week, and this is the point now where I need a little bit of help on this because I've been kind of tipping away at this the last few days. I've gotten a new job. I was telling you that my friend Hannah has two gorgeous kids and they love me. Not to be cocky, but they love me. They're always saying, "Mom, when can we call over to Emma's and do some more drawing? Mom, turn Emma on in the radio." And it's great to be, it's such a nice feeling.
Were you going to say it's great to be loved?
Yeah, it is great to be loved. I was saying ages ago when my niece Florence was younger and you were always like the big favourite. It's such a good feeling. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
You're the cool auntie, aren't
you? Yes, exactly. Yeah. But my friend Hannah, she told me that her little girl asked her last week, my birthday's coming up, so she's having a party in the next week or so, and has asked if I can come along in the afternoon and do two of the favourite things she likes about me. One, do some drawings that she can colour in for her and all her friends. That'll be a lot of work, no doubt. And the other, will Emma, the radio DJ, DJ at my party, right? So I said, of course I will. No problem over there with bells on. But I've already hit a big stumbling block because I'm a childless woman. I'm only around my niece and nephew once every 6 weeks or so, once every month maybe if I'm lucky, because they're down in Waterford. And I would love you to help me out this morning and tell me, what are the kids listening to these days? I'm talking about like 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds. Because when I think songs the kids love, I'm still stuck in this era. Green, green girls, I'd obviously ask a nightclub DJ, Marty Guilfoyle, who's with us this week, but you know, I don't think you're playing George Ezra into clubs.
No, but I can't picture
Yeah, no, I didn't think that was one for the kids either.
They love it.
They love a bit of George.
They're obsessed. Really? Because green grass and blue skies and it's a bit of crack
basic
and all that.
Basic lyrics.
Easy to sing along to, you know. But the last thing I'd want is to turn up to this kid's birthday party. She thinks I'm cool. And imagine if I played George Ezra, Green Green Grass, and she was like, how lame. That is so not in anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like saying 6-7. That's so lame. You're so out of touch.
I get you.
When I think of what kids are listening to, I'm still thinking about this song. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
That's still in. The kids be loving the K-pop.
Oh, my God, 100%.
And when I be thinking about eight-year-olds and what they might be listening to, I'm thinking it still might be this, but maybe I'm well off.
Ah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Help me out this morning, will you? If you're a parent, if you have kids in your life, what are they into? What music do they
like? I'm so glad that you didn't have like Baby Shark in there or any of that.
No, I said I wouldn't even do that.
I am proud of you now. I don't DJ for kids, but I'm really proud of you for not including the proper kids songs.
Because I think I would imagine that the kids of 2026 are over Baby Shark.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, kids. If you're listening, you got to be cooler than that at this stage. Do you know what I mean? Tell me, if you have kids, if you know kids, what are the kids listening to? I need to work on this playlist because at the moment I have three songs, as you can tell.
For 4 hours. It's very important here now to realise that Emma has the rep of being the cool auntie. Yeah. We cannot lose this rep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is important.
I think, don't they love George Ezra's Green Green Grass? And the kids are probably going, Emma, that was like 3 years ago. No one cares about that anymore. So get in touch and send us a voice note if you've got kids in your life. Maybe you're a parent or you've got kids in your life. If you babysit them or mine kids. What are they into right now? Here's Paddy.
I'm a primary school teacher, so I always have the playlist going, but yeah, anything Cat's Eye or K-pop Demon Hunters is kind of still relevant at the minute. And then all these like weird songs like Lava Chicken and...
Oh, haven't heard of that one.
Stuff. But make sure you always type in clean.
I
was caught out by Cat's Eye. I did not realise that they were not singing for children.
Okay, interesting.
That happened to me before.
Where, what happened?
I was at a transition year, so not children, but teenagers.
Yeah.
But still, though, you need to make sure you have the clean version.
Clean edits. Interesting. Yeah, that's not good.
I'm not going to say the word for obvious reasons.
Don't. So this is the lava song that Paddy was talking about.
La, 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 lava.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. What's this?
So this is from the Minecraft film. That's obviously why they're into it. Lava Chicken song. Sorry, that's a banger.
La, 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 lava.
Stop, it's not. No, Emma, no. You're trying to be the cool auntie.
Oh, I'll be playing that over and over again. What are kids listening to? Maybe you're a parent. Maybe you are also a teacher in a school. Maybe you babysit or child mind. Get in touch and let us know on 087-711-103. We love your voice notes.
I know we have two boys, and for us, we have our boys listening to 21 Pilots, Metro Booming, and Neighborhood as well. They love it. We never got them into Baby Shark and all those crazy mind-numbing songs.
Sorry, Gabriel, you have them listening to Metro Boomin'. That's quite iconic.
Hold on a sec. Why are we laughing at this?
It's great.
This is how you bring up a kid now.
Yeah.
I like this.
Don't even give them the option of the Baby Shark. Be like, Metro Boomin'
straight
man.
In.
This is Grania. Yeah. If you're playing me, keep it on the low.
Hi, Emma. I have an 8-year-old son and he recently had a school disco and I was shocked with his songs that the kids knew and could dance to and everything.
Oh, tell me more.
Absolutely go with the K-pop Demon Hunters crowd pleaser. Mm. One that I was laughing at, like specifically because you said it's a little girl, go with the Zara Larsson song that has like that whole dance move with it.
Life.
I feel really old because I'm not up with it.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day.
That song is, it's around years and years, and it just got really big on TikTok recently. So big for Zara Larsson, and the kids are obsessed. Niamh was on as well.
Morning, guys. My daughter Taylor is here in the car. She is going to be 8 in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And she told me to tell you that it's all about Cat's Eye now. That's the latest thing they're all into is Cat's Eye.
All I know from Cat's Eye is Gabriella. I need to up my stakes, Emma, and get to know the big songs.
You
huge.
Need to listen to another one. They've got some absolute bangers. Yep. Gabriella's kind of down tempo. Oh, they've got some bangers.
I saw Cardi B brought her around 8-year-old daughter to Cat's Eye the other day as well. I follow Cardi on Instagram. Yeah, they're huge. This is Sade.
As a mum to an 8-year-old that is trying to sell her soul for Cat's Eye tickets, I'm going to say you would be pretty safe with throwing in some Cat's Eye, Blackpink, and Freya Sky with a little bit of Olivia Dean in there as well.
Wow, okay.
Freya Sky, a former presenter here on Spin who now lives in Czechia.
Yep.
Messaged me last week asking me could I get them Freya Sky tickets for her two shows in October for her son.
Okay, so yeah. It's really big.
Yeah, it's okay. Really, really big.
Cat's Eye are huge as well though, obviously.
My fella.
Yeah. The little kids. Back off from me, fella. The other thing to mention, obviously, so many kids loving K-pop. You do know that we have a radio station online, Spin K-pop, with all the K-pop hits 24/7. Just to note, Terry was in touch too.
My son David is standing beside me. He's 8.
Okay.
And currently, the kids love
Billie Jean.
By Michael Jackson.
Wow. Oh, the Michael Jackson movie is out. So that's what they're into. I saw on Love Island Unseen Bits as well over the weekend, because I'm really cool watching Love Island Unseen Bits on a Saturday night, that all the boys were singing, we're dancing to Billie Jean as well over the weekend. This is Vicky.
Hi, Emma. I'm a primary school teacher, and at the minute, my first class are obsessed with Timber by Pitbull and Kesha.
Wow.
You'd be surprised. But yeah, that seems to be the number one favourite at the minute.
I'm so curious, Vicky. Do some research for me, will you? Well, how did they get into it? It's but, years
but
old.
Those songs from that, like the LMFAO party rock anthem.
Yeah,
The Timbers, like, you know, they're Psy Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
They're high tempo kind of.
Of course they
songs.
Are.
They're going to love them.
But
yeah.
How do they have that kind of viral effect on kids that all the kids love them?
Blame the parents.
Yeah, maybe.
She's been listening to that at home on loop and the kids growing up listening to a bit of Timber.
Fact. God, I can't wait for my kids to start rapping DNA when they're 4 from Kendrick Lamar. I got loyalty, got
your
royalty.
Your kid will be in the womb.
Sad Man DNA. Drop us a voice note if you have kids in your life. What are they listening to? Anything we haven't mentioned. Putting together a playlist to DJ for my friend's 8-year-old's upcoming birthday party. This in from Chloe. Okay, so Chloe was saying there that her kids had the name of the, were singing the song, but she didn't know the name of it. Well, producer Callum, wouldn't you know, he had it down.
No,
that
we
is.
We have some serious questions asking
I'm
Callum
just chronically
now.
Online. Let's just move away from this. You don't need to.
What part of online are you on?
The internet.
That is from the SpongeBob movie. That's what they're into at the moment. Shauna was in touch as well.
Morning, guys. Shauna here. I am a dance teacher, so I'm. What I'm noticing all the kids dancing to is the usual K-pop, Cat's Eye in particular, but also Michael Jackson. It's massive. The kids love Beat It. The original Beat It dance routine as well goes down a treat. But all the old school Michael Jackson and Jackson 5, Blame Around the Boogie. They love it.
Oh my God. That's kind of pretty much wrapping up everything we've had so far, which is great.
Imagine making a song and like 60 years later, 40 to 60 years later, whatever the time frame is.
There's kids in Dublin in a dance
kids
school
are requesting
with Shauna.
It,
loving
and
it.
A dance school with Shauna. Yeah,
so
wow.
So cool. This is Carl.
Hey Emma, I have a 6-year-old nephew and he loves dancing, mad into music. And he's blown me away recently. He's listening to Who Let the Dogs Out and the cartoons that Oogie Ooh Ah Ah song.
Oh, he's got great taste, Carl.
No, that's the baby shark stuff. No.
And then here's Gavin.
You just have to go onto the playlist on YouTube of Just Dance. It is every dance song that you need for an 8-year-old.
Okay, amazing. Oh. Well, guys, the advice this morning, amazing. I think one more time before we go for the Lava Chicken song. Yeah.
You know that's Jack Black?
Yeah.
Oh
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, now that you've said it,
I can
hear
it. Now,
yeah, I feel like I'm watching
Mama Sita, you're ringing my bell.
School of Rock.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds so like him. Okay, great. I'm absolutely sure they're going to be the coolest 8th birthday party DJ ever. Tricky. Ken, Top of the leaderboard so far this week is Evelyn. If that continues, Evelyn will take the Westlife tickets on Friday. She scored 6 in 55 seconds. But you never know what Grace is going to do for us this morning. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good. How are you feeling about the tricky 10?
A little bit nervous.
Are you? What are you afraid of?
Yeah, not knowing the answer.
Yeah, we're going to go in with optimism now, Grace. So we are, okay? You got this. Because okay. I said that I've been covering Dave and I really want to shout you won 2,000 euros. So I reckon you could do it. What's the plans for the day?
I have no plans really. I have the two kids here with me, so.
Let's do this, Grace. Let's try and win you that 2,000 euro this morning.
Okay, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, Grace. We're going to ask you 10 questions and each answer is a number between 1 and 10. And a reminder that it will not repeat. And we're only going to be able to accept your first answer as well. So take a second or two before you throw one out there. And if you don't know the answer, a reminder again, the answer is between 1 and 10. So just throw out a guess, okay? If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to go see Westlife in the 3 Arena in September. However, if you can answer all 10 questions correctly, a reminder, we will give you 2,000 euro. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're wishing you the very best of luck. I'm going to count you in. Take a deep breath. You got this. We're going to go in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. What is 30 divided by 3?
10.
Germany have won the men's FIFA World Cup how many times?
4.
The average human has how many nipples?
2.
Complete the name of this Disney film. Big Hero what?
6.
The word sculpture contains how many letters?
9.
How many blue lines are there in the Tesco logo?
3.
Rihanna had a 2011 hit called Yuda what?
1.
How many people make up a thruple?
3.
And how many summer gigs is Malahide Castle holding this year?
7.
Finally, the Dublin Port Tunnel opens to general traffic in the year 2000 and what?
5.
That's the clock.
Wow, how do you think you got on there, Grace?
Rubbish.
Oh, come on.
Why do you think you got on rubbish?
I think I repeated some of the same answers.
I think that you've been one of the calmest players we've had.
Really?
Yeah. We'll go check now and we'll talk them up and we'll see what you got, okay?
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, for God's sake. And you said you did rubbish. A score of 7 puts you top of the leaderboard,
yes,
Grace.
Yes, Grace. As it stands, you're winning those tickets to go see Westlife. However, you did stumble on 3 questions only, which is absolutely incredible. You did really, really good. How many blue lines are there in the Tesco logo? You said 3. The answer is 5.
Now I can't see the Tesco logo in my head at all.
I can't picture
it. Are the lines at the end of the word Tesco? Callum knows.
Callum works
he used to
there,
work in Tesco.
Knows.
They're underneath every letter. So it's Tesco, 5 letters in Tesco, 5 blue lines.
Sorry, I cannot see lines
no,
under the letters.
No, I can't see it either. No. Mad.
Oh, okay. Well, my brain is being wrecked right now. How many summer gigs are in Malahide Castle this year?
Tough question.
The answer is 8. You said 7. And the Dublin Port Tunnel opened to general traffic in the year 2000. And what? You said 5. And the answer is 2007.
Well done,
well
Grace.
Well done, Grace.
You should be proud of that performance.
Thanks so much.
Talk to you later, Grace. Okay, we're going to play again tomorrow. More chances to win that 2,000 euro before the end of June, okay? Or else we drop back down to the 1,000 euro. Still nothing to be sniffed at, but why not take double while you can? Tricky, in a WhatsApp, please. Register right now to play tomorrow on 087 711 103. Producer Callum. Did you have something to say to me there? Or did you just want to wave me a wave?
No, I was just giving you a wave.
In case it's not obvious. In case it's not obvious. Which it probably isn't, in fairness. But I want to tell you anyway, because we kind of tell you everything on the show. After 7 o'clock this morning, there was a big change.
Yes.
And we have just moved in to a brand new studio, okay? So Callum has never been further away from me before. He looks like... I'm like, hey!
I'm basically in Kildare.
Yeah. Martin all week has been on one side of me. He's now on the other. But yeah, kind of boring. But just to explain, it's so sexy up here, though. Oh my God.
Gorgeous.
I was just saying, I'm going to start bringing in my furniture polish to make
it's
sure there's no dust
smell.
On the desk. It's lovely. It's
see,
really
I don't really
lovely.
See it. I'm in here on a Sunday. Like,
I know.
So, yeah.
It's because.
You guys were the last to come in. They didn't trust you.
We're the tickets.
They didn't trust you. Yeah.
So they were the tickets. We're the tickets.
Recharged.
Last night, we were watching the France versus Senegal match. I was excited to see Mbappe in the World Cup playing in New Jersey, so I was. He didn't have the best first half. And then, you know, 10 minutes into the second half, Senegal had a couple of chances to take the lead. And I was actually rooting for them. They had 2 really good chances. Anyway, it was nil all. And I was thinking, oh, look, I'm on the morning all week, you know, covering for David. So let's go to bed kind of thing. Woke up this morning and the game finished 3-1.
Oh, my God.
I was like, how did I miss that?
How long was left on the game when you went to bed?
30 minutes.
Oh my God, that's going 3. Who won?
4 goals. France beat Senegal 3-1. Now, I'm delighted Senegal got on the scoreboard. They deserve to. I think they deserve to be 1-up at the end of the first half with the chance they have.
Wasn't Mbappe amazing?
In the first half, he wasn't, no. But in the second half, he came to life, obviously. Okay. Like, he is one of the best players in the world, and he's going to show it in the competition for sure. But it reminded me of when I went to a couple of NBA games before Christmas. So, me and my other half, we went and did Toronto and New York in like a 6-day trip. And bless her, she surprised me with tickets to go to Brooklyn to see the Nets versus the Hornets.
If you don't know, Martin's a massive,
huge basketball fan. The seats she got, I could smell LaMelo's sweat. It was great. He threw the ball into the air and his sweat would fly onto my forehead. I was like, this is the kind of view I want.
And you'd be like, oh, that's lovely.
But we also got tickets to go see the Knicks in Madison Square Garden as well. However,
cool. Didn't they just have that huge win in the last few weeks? The
Knicks
New York team?
In five, baby. Yeah, they're world champions. However, when we landed in Toronto as the first part of the trip, we were 5 minutes from the Scotiabank Arena, which is where the Toronto Raptors play. And I was like, come on. They're playing tonight against Indiana Pacers. We'll go. So anyway, we decided to go on down, jet lag
is
wrecked.
Is this before you knew about the surprises that
No, she'd already told me about all this.
Gotcha.
So I knew, this. In my head, we were already going to 2 NBA games.
So you brought her away to just go to basketball matches.
Like, let's go to a third NBA game in 5 days. And she agreed, like the great partner that she is. We went on down, bought the tickets, and we were wrecked. We'd just been traveling and the jet lag, the whole lot. Like, it must have been 3 a.m. at home in our head, and we'd just been obviously on a plane. And it was the worst first half of basketball I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
So we looked at each other. We were both exhausted. We just spent a couple of $100 on these tickets, and we just said, you know what? We've got 2 more games in coming. We'll head home.
You left at half time.
We left at half time, we did. So we got home, we got into bed. She passed out, and I said, you know what? I'll put the game on the TV.
Yeah, why not?
And would you. It literally ended up being top 3 of the most climatic finishes in the NBA last year. Went down to the wire.
Classic.
The Raptors threw the ball up with 3 seconds to go and won the game by 2. The arena erupted. And I was sitting in bed thinking, oh my God, I was just at that game.
Wake up. Oh, come on, let's go back.
I was thinking, never again after last night and reminding of that, am I forfeiting any kind of sporting event to go to bed.
Yeah, no, so true. Stick and I often out. See it as well. I went to my first ever Premier League game before Christmas because Jack's, my fella's team, Leeds, they're in the Premier League or whatever this time, but last time I went to see them, they weren't. But yeah, it was crazy to me. I think Leeds were 2-0 up or something and all the other fans were just leaving. And as someone who hadn't seen it, I understand, like, beat the traffic, but something amazing could happen here.
Yes.
I often do it at gigs. I'd leave before the last song. Because that's predictable. I know if it's... No, it can. It's going to be stick season. And I'd rather be home an hour earlier than I would be if I left here.
But then you don't want to hear his best song.
Nah.
Okay.
I'm grand. I'd rather be in bed.
Yeah,
but in a sporting game, you just
never know what's going to happen.
You just never know what's going to happen. Do you know
what
I'm saying?
Big mistake made last night. It spins fully
charged, recharged. I'm in Marcy this morning. And did you see the news earlier this week from On Pust, which is kind of a brilliant PR thing that they're doing at the moment? What they're doing is giving you the opportunity to send a letter to yourself to be delivered in just short of a year's time. So the idea they're saying, and I wrote online, have you ever wished you could check in with yourself a year from now? A free post letter to my future self gives you the chance to do just that. So they're encouraging everyone to write a letter and post it for free, and then On Pust will send it back to you in a year with no stamp needed. Really cool. And obviously on Fully Charged, we had to do this as well on the show and put them in the post today and see what comes back next year. So in case you are interested, you write your full name and return address in the top left corner of an envelope, and that's how they send it back to you next year. They do just say May. I don't know what date in May they're all going to come back. It's kind of varied, which makes me unsure about what age I'm going to be.
Oh, because you're a May baby.
Because I'm a May baby.
Yeah.
So I put pen to paper, and this is what I've written to myself to be returned to me.
Let's hear it.
In a year's time. Hello, 33 or 34-year-old Emma. I don't know what age you are because the On Pust website says letters will be returned in May 2027. And if this is before the 27th of May, you're still 33. Woohoo! If you're 34, wow, you're officially a mid-30s owl one. Really curious to know if Jack manages to get the dog Seamus's passport sorted in time for the end of 2026, as he's so keen to bring him to Leeds for Christmas. 8 hours on a ferry with a dog. No doubt it was just as chaotic as you predicted it would be. How many flat tyres have you had in 2027 so far? I think 2026 might be the record. Also, a reminder, book in your smear for June. It's due next month.
Very good.
Everyone's okay, thank God. At work, Dave's on holiday, Fiona's still in her mat leave, Marty's here, and let's hope our dogs have met by this time next year.
Yeah.
As for Fully Charged, will we actually have all three of us on the show by now? Or will Fiona be off having another baby? Maybe by then Dave will have become a full-time gym influencer. Will producer Callum have developed a D4 accent having moved to the south side and have developed a taste for matches and chinos? God forbid. Right, Emma, so weird to write this from me to me. Hope you've managed to knock a bit off your whoop age and have finally nailed that capsule wardrobe you've been shiting on about for years. We live in hope. And that is going off to myself
lovely.
For this time next year.
Before you started targeting me, I kind of like the idea of using this as just a reminders list.
Yeah!
I kind of went down that route a little bit. It was kind of, yeah, I like that. I do like that, yeah.
Okay, we're moving over to Marty Guilfoyle. Okay. He's putting this in the letterbox today to be returned next May with On Puss free, a letter to my future self. Off we go.
Dear future Marty, if you're reading this, a full 365 days have passed. You're a year older. Hopefully you're wiser, and with a bit of luck, you'll still have a job.
Woo!
That's what we all dream of in radio, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you spoke to Callum and Emma? Remember that fun time you had on mornings with them covering for Dave? You should check in. Tell Emma her hair looks nice in case nobody has any ear. And ask Callum if he's still rocking his Vinted Opal Orange Ireland jersey that he bought from Vinted. That was meant to say Vintage Opal Orange jersey. I'm clearly really bad at my handwriting. Is Vinted even still a thing? How's Wicklow? I'm certain you'll still be there because chances are the housing crisis is actually worse, lol. And the thoughts of you thinking you could have a bigger home, that's gas. Hopefully you don't get stressed over little things anymore, like getting your hair cut once a week. It's excessive and €25 a week on your hair is silly. With a bit of luck, it's every 2 weeks at least now. Remember Usher. Maybe you still have him. I know deep down you and your other half Holly have a master plan so he fails his assistance dog training and then you get to keep him. Did it work? Joking aside, I hope you had an incredible year. If it's been tough, heavy or stressful, take a minute and look back at how far you've come. If it's the opposite, stay humble, stay grateful and enjoy the ride. You promised this year you'd live better and appreciate the quiet moments more. If you haven't, cop on and start now. Look after yourself, look after the ones you love and keep moving forward. Good luck in the rest of 2027. Marty.
Why do I feel so emotional? Deep. That was absolutely beautiful.
Did you like the end?
That was really nice.
Thank
I was going to, yeah, like be nice to yourself. Yeah, and everybody around you.
Yeah, you just tore yourself apart.
No. Fuck your smear. Yeah. Now, Dave is back from his holiday Friday, so we can fill him in. Producer Callum took to writing Dave's letter to his future self,
yeah.
Which will be returned to Dave. Maybe we'll say nothing and just lands on his desk in May 2027.
Well, that was my plan. I really wanted just to mess with him and like tell him that he's won a prize or something.
Yeah.
Because he was not going to know that it's from us. But I went holiday themed, so this is my letter to Dave. Dear Dave, it's Callum here. You're probably looking at me whilst reading this, being like, what on earth is this? But I'm writing this to you a year ago and you're on your holiday in Crete. Maybe when you'll get this, you'll be back in Dublin and it's probably raining. But hey, remember that holiday? That was nice. We moved into our new studio today. I hope you're not jealous. I know you would want to be here to christen it and probably moan about it somehow.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hopefully you're not fired before this letter reaches you because you could be cancelled at any time. But if you are, I'll just get Poor Drink to read this instead. Lots of love, your friend Callum.
Oh, wow. That's very funny. Well played.
I can't wait to get that sent off because we're going to forget about this. We are 100% going to forget about this. And it's going to roll around and we're all going to get these letters. And it's going to be like, what on earth is going on?
But hang on a minute. We were banking on the fact that we're all still going to be working here. Are we sending them to here? Because awkward if we're not here anymore because we got fired.
Yeah.
And the letters
we need
arrived.
To all stop panicking about the fire thing. We're grand. You've been fine this week, Marty. You only said...
What do you mean me? I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about you too.
Fair enough. If you want more info though, it is actually a really cute thing, kind of a time capsule of sorts.
It's lovely.
The On Puss website has it all there, the letter to my future self. And again, just note, like, it's actually free to do it as well. They're not even charging you for the stamp.
I think they did it last year, but they're only really going ham on it this year.
Okay, good on them.